Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. What End Time World News is, in case you're just tuning in, folks, we're a podcast. We're independent, and we're an alternative media organization dedicated to finding truth and the issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. If you have any questions, prayer requests, or need information about the podcast, go to endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe, folks. And again, we're listener-supported, so your donations definitely help. Okay, let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated March 8, 28th. God, we're already through March already. Thank the good Lord for that. March 28th, 2022, Monday. The article reads as follows: Australia is rapidly becoming a cashless society, shunning all physical currency. Well, here we go. You know, I said it's just a matter of time. Americans over here in the United States will have a tendency to look at things, and we laugh at all countries, and we snicker, and we always say it can never happen to us. It can never happen to us. It never will. But they have to run this Mark of the Beast system. They have to run it through smaller countries first to see how it goes, iron out any problems, any things like that, cash transactions, et cetera, et cetera. But this is what they're doing. They're already starting in Australia, and so it will gradually make its way over here with time. It'll go Australia, New Zealand, a lot of the smaller countries, UK. I think there's 60 or 80 million people in the whole entire UK. It'll go through there eventually, then Canada and United States, and of course South America as well. So that's what type of plan they have, but it's going to start over there. And of course, again, I'm skipping Europe and Asia and the Middle East, but of course it'll iron out all the problems by the time it gets over here. You think so? Yeah, right. No, it's the mark of the beast, folks. And that's the system that the elites have in place through Satan. And of course, at the end of the podcast, I'll ask you if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, and that's a good thing, especially right now. We are living in the end times, and that's what you have to understand. We're definitely living in the end times, folks. And so I beg and pray you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So here we go. Let's get into today's news from naturalnews.com. And again, the article is titled, Australia is rapidly becoming a cashless society, shunning all physical currency. Okay, here we go. The world continues to move rapidly towards the cashless societies, shunning on and off physical currency in exchange for electronic financial system that can literally be turned on and off by governments at will and as a means of controlling the people. Well, there you go. You control the money, you control the people, folks. When the U.S. and the world got off the gold standards in the early 1970s, that's about the Nixon era, right after, shortly thereafter, while JFK was murdered a couple years later, then Nixon actually won presidency and was in there for a little while. So right around the 70s is when we got off the gold standards. That's the biggest mistake we've made in history, one of them. The move towards fiat currency dramatically accelerated, and as did the accumulation of the national debt throughout the world. By the 1990s, electronic currency in the form of debit cards started to become prevalent. Today, they're simply pervasive, with a minority of citizens still using physical currency. In fact, the use of payment apps via smartphones have grown exponentially just over the last several years, which is very true, folks. Now, in Australia, Australia's moving rapidly towards the total elimination of forms of physical currency to go completely cashless, according to a report this week, with plans to get there no later than 2031. Wow, that's still just a few years away. That's not that far. Though it's possible that the country will become cashless by 2024, news.com AU reported. Wow, that's right around the corner. That's very scary. Since 2019, various banks across the country have removed some 3,800 ATMs, or about one-third of the cash machines. The top four Australian banks at the same time have closed about 459 branches. Wow. CBA, Australia's largest bank, has just 875 branches compared to the 1,200 before COVID-19. At the same time, the bank has cut ATMs by more than half, down to 2,000. In New South Wales, over 200 suburbs have no way to obtain cash in their area, according to news.com.au, and the lack of some 300 lakh bank stores. So they don't have any even banks there to get cash in New St. Wales. So, wow, that's scary. Digital transactions already predominant in Australia, where fewer than 25% of the transactions involve physical money and 80% of the residents prefer virtual banking. The shift, digital experts will leave the country effectively cashless by 2031 or earlier. Okay, I just want to say something, folks. I'm back here now, as most of you know, here in Michigan. And so my relatives and my family, although I pay most of my bills, almost 90% of my bills online, just like most people do, they still writing, you know, I have family members still writing checks. They are live and die checks. They're live and die hard line. They're just, I'm trying to be nice here. They're just lacking the information, skills, or the knowledge how to use apps effectively. And so I don't condone it. I'm just saying that they live and die by cash. If they cash and check, if you take that away, they're going to flip out. So that they're just used to that. And there's lots and lots and lots of people in their later 50s, early 60s, and that type of thing here, even in Michigan. And of course, they came from Florida down there as well, that live and die by cash. Cash is king, or was king, but not anymore. So that's what you have to understand, that people in that time error just do not know how to function outside of having hard-earned cash or a check to write. They don't know how to function. You take those two currencies away and they're done. And so that's just, I find that really, really interesting, you know. It's just crazy. You know, people often avoid tax by doing cash-type jobs. And if there's a no-cash sale under the table, then it'll be easier to follow the transactions. So that's something else. You know, a finder survey of experts conducted last year, that fully 89% of residents said that they believe that the pandemic, quickened the demise of physical cash. Meanwhile, 50% said the physical currency will disappear throughout Australia within a decade, but some estimate the end date as of closer to 2024. And let me turn now, if you don't mind, you can open up your Bibles, folks. This is the precursor to the Mark of the Beast. And this is, I pulled this information from BibleGateway.com. That's BibleGateway.com. Go to Revelation chapter 13, and we're going to scroll down to verse 16 through 18. Okay, 16 through 18. Chapter 13 in Revelation, verse 16 through 18 off BibleGateway.com. And it kind of says it right here. Chapter 16 reads, and I quote, "It also forced all people, great and rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their right hands or on their forehead, so that they could not buy, sell, or trade unless they had the mark, which is in the name of the beast or the number of its name." Okay, and this calls for wisdom. Chapter 18, "Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of the man, and that number is 666. So it's 666, folks, and this is the process that we're getting down to. This is the book of Revelation, again, chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. I'm kind of summarizing the whole thing rather than reading through all 18 verses. I'm hitting the most important ones, 16 through 18. And again, it is forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slaves, to receive the mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. And then verse 17, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark. So again, they're going to force everyone to a digital currency, everyone to take a mark of the beast. You can't buy, sell, or trade. And so this is coming. This is coming very, very, very quickly. It's starting already in Australia, and it will be here in the United States very, very, very quickly. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And so let me go back to the article here. Think of what happened just last month with the Freedom Convoy, the truckers supported the supporters in Canada. The government pressured GoFundMe to withhold millions in donations, and the platform obliged. If there is no physical currency, the governments can literally order the financial institutions to punish citizens based on their political beliefs and political actions. And don't think for a moment that American leftists who have taken over the Democratic Party would not use the power against conservatives, especially supporters of Donald J. Trump, if they had to. You know, cashless societies are coming, folks, and there's no way and nothing anybody can do to stop this. The point is for us to focus on electing libertarian-minded politicians who respect the Constitution, privacy, and political protections. And now the link in the article will be right in the article up top where it normally is, folks, so you can read the whole entire article in its entirety. I like to paraphrase the article for you so you don't have to read it, but if you want to read it, feel free. Right now, I want to ask if you would like to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. I ask you and invite you to say a prayer. And if you're interested and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, you know, folks, and I don't miss a beat, and I don't beat around the bush, and I don't, I tell it like it is, and that's my problem over the years. I've been promoted many times, but of course I do tell it like it is, and sometimes politically correct people are just people that want you to play the game. The routine in the game, they don't like that very well. But I tell you exactly how it is and what I think and what I believe and believe in God Almighty through Jesus Christ. And if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, this is the opportune time to. I want to just ask you to repeat a prayer with me. if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. And so I'll give you just a second to do that. Find a quiet spot where you can pray for about 2 minutes. That's all it'll take. And you can give your life to Jesus Christ. Okay? If you would like to receive the gift God has for you today, say this prayer with your heart and say it out loud. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive my sin, wash and cleanse me, set me free, Jesus. Thank you for that. You died on the cross for me. I believe that you have risen from the dead and that you are coming back again for me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, for the hungry, the things of God, and holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I am on my way to heaven because I have given my life to you, Jesus. In Christ's name, amen. If you have repeated that prayer, folks, and you've said that prayer, and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, invited him into your heart, and recognize he died on the cross at Calvary to save your sin, to save all of humanity's sin for all of mankind, and you accept Jesus Christ, then I congratulate you. I congratulate you, and I pray for you, and congratulations, folks. That's fantastic. And if you want to contact me with your testimony, write endtimeworldnews at protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews at protonmail.com. And congratulations. First thing you need to do is find a good church. And after you find a good church, tell the pastor, the deacon, tell somebody there in authority that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you want to know more, then the next thing you need to do is definitely get a Bible and just start reading through the Bible. It doesn't matter where you start. Just start somewhere and start reading. And in that process of reading through the Bible, you'll learn more and more and more and have more questions. And again, you'll go back to the church, and the church can ask you. Also, feel free to contact me here at endtimeworldnews at protonmail.com. I'll try to answer your questions as best as I possibly can. And while you're doing that, also try to find a good church. Try to find a good church that believes in the Trinity. That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you're on your way. And just as long as you stay focused and you give your life to Jesus Christ and you repented of your sins, you are now saved, folks. Congratulations. God bless you. I love you. And God always loves you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. And again, this is Eric. I'm your host at End Time World News. And write me, drop me a line. Let me know how you're doing. And again, congratulations, and I pray for you. So again, this is Eric. I'm the host of End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you got anything out of this podcast, please share and share and share so we can spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, folks. And again, I thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm Eric. This is End Time World News. Take care. That's it. Until next time, God bless you and your family. Bye for now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.